Today is a day of rest for riders in the 99th Tour de France, and just in time, after finishing stage 15 of the 20-stage race yesterday, current leader Bradley Wiggins of Great Britain told French TV, "A lot of people are tired now, mentally more than physically." 42 riders have quit the race. That leaves 156 to chase Wiggins through the mountains and into Paris, where it will all end on Sunday. On his cell phone from Pau, France, we have Bicycling Magazine's European correspondent James Start. James, how big a deal is this, especially after Andy Murray came so close to winning Wimbledon? How big a deal is it that you have a Brit, Bradley Wiggins, potentially the first Englishman to win the Tour de France?
Clearly, it's huge. One thing that you can't overlook, it's also the Olympic year, and the Olympics are coming to London. And they're so motivated and proud of anybody that's British right now in the international sporting level. Team Sky, who hired Wiggins a couple years ago, did it with the sole ambition of having him be the first Brit to win the Tour de France. And it took him a couple years to put all the pieces in place, but they certainly seem to have done it this year. Bradley's the Olympic champion, the world champion, and this is his year to be the Tour de France champion.
Well, and what's he heading into? We know the next two stages take the riders into the Pyrenees, the mountains,
right.
And maybe the last chance for someone to catch Bradley Wiggins. What is he facing?
Well, absolutely. It's tomorrow and the next day that's going to be make or break for Wiggins and his competition. The guys in the best position to beat him are climbers. If they can't beat him on the climbs, they're not going to beat him on Wiggins' specialty, the time trial. And there's one more of those to come. So the guys like Vincenzo Nibali of Italy, Jürgen van den Broek of Belgium are the best climbers in the race so far. They've got to go on the attack tomorrow. There's one thing that's developing that could be very interesting. It's really heating up down here. The Tour is finally getting hot. We're down in the south. We're in the Pyrenees. We're looking at plus 90 degree temperatures tomorrow in the mountains. That's a factor that can always surprise people.
Okay, so we'll keep an eye on that. And by the way, speaking of surprises, you know, there have been the dramatic crashes, but also the sabotage, someone throwing tacks and nails on the road?
Yeah, that's once in a while these sorts of things happen in cycling because cycling is not a sport that's held in a stadium and it's victim to such sabotage. I remember I've done now 23 tours, and I remember way back in like 1995, there was some sort of trade union or some sort of manifestation of some kind that threw some tacks on the road. But it was in a flat stage. It was in a part of the race where things weren't really happening. This happened on the climb, on a very steep climb with a very technical descent, like 60 flat tires, and it was dangerous. I mean, crashes. One cyclist crashed out of the race in the descent. Motorcycle crashed, and one of the photographers was injured. It's beyond stupid. It's there's no words to describe it.
Well, but the press apparently have come up with one, Le Gentleman, and that's what they're calling apparently Bradley Wiggins because when this happened, we understand the defending champ from Australia was sidelined, and Bradley Wiggins asked the pack to slow down to have him return.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the golden rules of the sport. You don't attack people when they're down. It would have been really just a shame for Evans to really lose the tour because of something, because of sabotage. So truce was held, and that happened a couple years ago. I remember on a stage in the Spa, rains just picked up all the oil on this little very technical descent, and everybody was on the road on the ground. And Fabian Cancellara, who was in yellow jersey then, put his arm up on the one he got down on the flats and said, "Hey guys, let's stop. Let's let everybody regroup. This is not the way to win or lose the tour."
Yeah. By the way, the yellow jersey, Bradley Wiggins has been wearing it for much of the race. Mm-hmm. You know, as we said, he might keep it, the winning jersey. But for that reason, some people are calling this year's tour the Bore de France. Your thoughts?
Yeah. I can understand why people say that, too. There's two reasons. One, the course this year didn't have many high mountaintop finishes and really favored a guy like Wiggins, and he maximized it. So the competition hasn't had much opportunity.
But still, what, thrilling for at least Brits?
Thrilling for Brits, and there's been a lot of young talent coming up, like the American TJ Vandergaarden and some others, Peter Sagan. There's some good stories, and I think it's a tour kind of for the future in that way. You're going to see a lot of guys who won stages and were factors here in this race becoming real factors in years to come.
James Start, Bicycling Magazine's European correspondent, speaking to us from Pau, France. James, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And to see a slideshow of pictures from Tour de France, present and past, just go to hereandnow.org. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.